The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Maseches Bechayrus Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph discusses who is chayiv in the mitzvah of pidyon haben. The Gemara is medayik that a ben of a kohenes or a ben of a leviah. That means that the mother is a bas kohen or a bas levi, is potter from the mitzvah of pidyon haben. So the Gemara wants to know which is the case in which this din is necessary. If we're talking about that the bas kohen married a kohen or the bas levi married a levi, so then we don't need a command to the ptur of the mother because the father is also shaykh to create a ptur. And if we say that she married a goy, that the child was born from a relationship with a goy, so then the Gemara says that that also won't work, because the ben of a kohenas that was nebels to a kohen will be chayev in the mitzvah pidyon haben, because she becomes a chalala and he is a chalal, and there is a chiyev of pidyon haben. However, the Gemara does say that by a leviah that is nebels to a guy and has a child from the guy, over there she will remain a leviah and the child will retain the ptur of pidyon haben. So I'd like to show on this inyan of a bas kohen and a bas levi, and is it ever shayach a case that a kohen or a levi could have a mitzvah pidyon haben, and this negea to whether a kohen or a levi can be a shliach to achieve the mitzvah pidyon haben. The Tanya explains the difference between kohenes and a leviah, that by, and there's a question. When a kohenes is nebels to a guy, and she loses her status as a bas kohen, she becomes a chalala, she wouldn't be able to eat truma. So, however, we know that every kohen is v'yisaydai, coming from Shevet Levi. So we should say that every kohen has two dinim. He has the din of a kohen, because he's from Bnei Aaron, but he also has a din of a Levi, because he's Bnei Levi. So, very nice, we took off the din of kahuna from this woman, because she was nebels to a kohen. But let her remain a leviah. And if she's a leviah, so it still would potter her child from pidyon haben. So Tais says no. Afilu kedushas leviah pakamina, even kedushas leviah, it goes away from the bas kohen. When she loses her shame kahuna, she also loses her leviah. Masha enkein a bas levi that remains a leviah, even if she would be married to a kohen, she would eat truma, and she would then lose her status. She would become a chalala from that din. But she still would remain a leviah. And later we'll see Beretz Hashem a shtickle hezra in the Tisus. But the aside of Tisus is that a kohen that loses their status becomes a chalal, or a bas kohen, they lose also their teiras leviah. So we have Reb Chaim Alevi in Yisurei Bia. He wants to be mazra a little bit, and he says that the shame kahuna is mafkia the shame levia. Rachanan the kavitz yurub simon ayin says kahanam are am achrina, and therefore they're not shaykh anymore to the union of being a levia. So the ma'isa we're saying over here in this gemara that a levi doesn't lose his status, or a bas levi doesn't lose her status, and even if they're in a situation that's plaguing them in some way, they still are considered, seem to be considered a levi. So there's a Gemara in Gittin that perhaps is a shtickle steerer to this. The Gemara in Gittin on Tesamid Beis says that one should not call up a levi achar levi for an aliyah, because it can create an error on the kashrus of the levi. So what would be the case that there'd be an error on the levi? Where would there be a problem with a levi? So the Gemara says that the father of this levi married a mamzeres or a nesina, that will create a psul on the son. And Rashi says the achle zari mikdusha slavia v'havi Yisrael posel. So it seems at least in that case where there's a shame mamzer placed on the levi, that in that case a levi could lose his status as a levi, and he's considered a regular Yisrael. So in our sugya, we're saying that you don't lose your status. In that sugya, we seem to be saying that you do lose your status. Now, the Devar of Ram says that the relation of Rashi is lav dafka, because a Levi doesn't lose his status of a Levi, but many Achreidim learned the Pshuta of Rashi, that over there, your Taka, Levi, who's a Mamzer, he loses his Shem Levi. So this would have a very big nafkamina, very big shaila. Whether, in that case, if we're talking saying in that case in Gittin, that a Levi who marries a Mamzeres, he's Achle Zari, Mekdushas Levi, you're like a Yisrael apostle. So would there be a Chi of Pidgin Aben on a Levi in that case? So if the Levi creates a Mamzer either by marrying a Mamzeres or by being Vayol and Erva, that creates a Mamzer, would there be a Chi of a Pidgin Aben on that child? This is actually a big machlekes. The Chazon Yecheskel in the end of Erechin and the Tosefta, so he takes on that the Levi will always be Chayef, that the Levi does not lose his din of a Levi, and he would be, I'm sorry, the Levi who's Vayel of Mamzeres would lose the din of a Levi, Kipshute Sharashi Eno Levi Klal. And that would be a tzir where even a Levi can have a situation where his child would be chayev in pidgin aben. So nachamal, a case where a Levi is bayal mamzeres or creates a mamzer through other means, this child is kafir the pashas of the gemara and gittin is ois Levi. He's posel from being ketushas, whatever ketushas Levi is, and according to the Chazon Yecheskel, he would be chayev in the mitzvah of pidgin aben. However, Rav Meisha Nigris Meisha Yerodea Aleph Simon Kuf Tzadik Gimel. So Rav Meisha is marach in this inyan. He says he's in a place without svarim, but he handles the whole sugya, and he says that you have to understand there's a difference between kaihanim and levim. He says the shame kayin is neveya. Rav Meisha says from its connection to the kedushas kahuna. That is what is the essence of a kayin. The essence of a kayin is his connection to kedushas kahuna. So when a kayin becomes a chalal and there's a nituk in his kedushas kahuna, so it's taken away from him the whole shem kahuna, and that's the lashon of Tosfos. He says that a kayin has the kedushas migup asya kashem mischalelas pakek kedushas legarmi. The whole gather of a kayin. And he said, "I'm b'fnei atzmai with its own rules, and he's mufka from being a Levi." But the whole getter of a kayin is because he has kedushas kahuna. It's not the yichus that he has to Aaron HaKayin; it's the kedusha that he has as a kayin. And if the kedusha is paka, so then he loses the status of a kayin in Gansin, and he's not considered whatever the dinim of a kayin are. He's nishkan kayin, and that's why Agamara says that in such a case. The child would be chayav in pidgin aben. However, by a Levi, it's not the kedushas Levi that makes one a Levi, the Indian being part of the Am HaLeviim. By a Levi, Rav Meisha says, it's the etzem yichus you have to a Levi, with kedusha or without kedusha. It's the yichus you have to shevet Levi, that is what creates the Indian of a Levi. So over here, even if we take on, like Rashi and Kedusha and Kipshutai, that for Inyane Kedusha, a Levi who's a Mamzer, he loses all of his Inyanim of Kedusha, but that's, he doesn't get the Aliyah, he doesn't get Meiser, whatever it is, he loses the Inyan of Kedusha. However, when it comes to the Inyan of Patering for Pidgin Aben, so here, it's totally in the Etzem Shem Levi, are you considered a Miyuchas to a Levi? And since this situation where the mother is, let's say, has a nus with a guy, but her father is a Levi, and he has a yichus back to that father, or even in the case where the Levi is with a mamzeres and he's a mamzer, but he has a yichus to his father, the Levi, Rav Meisha says, you still are be'etzem a Levi, and you would be potter from pidgin aben. So Rav Meisha paskins without svarim, he says he wants to be ma'ayin later, but here he puts down the psak, that there would be a ptura of pidgin aben. So it comes out, the fear of Meisha, that we can even, there is never a case that a Levi could be mafkia, the inyan of pidgin aben, there's never a case where a Levi would be chayiv in pidgin aben. And according to the Chazon Yecheskel, you could have a case where a lady is chayav pidyon haben, not when she's nivelus to a guy, but when then you're still chayav. But if the lady makes a mamzer, that's paka or kedusha, like the Rashi and Gittin, there would be a chayav. There could be potentially a chayav of pidyon haben. This shaila, according to some poskim, could be nageya to what's brought down in the Pisrei Tshuva, Yoredei Shin Hei, Sivkot and Tezayin. And there he brings the Tshuva's Pnei Aryeh. Pnei Aryeh, Reb Aryeh Leib of Breslau, at one of the Gedolim in his time, and he handles this inyan of, can you make a shliach? Let's go back a second. The Ramah says really that one should not make a shliach for Pidyon Haben. But the Shach and the Taz, the Paiskim, they argue with the Ramah, and halacha lemaisa, one could make a shliach for Pidyon Haben. Some hold that it's better to make a shliach, some hold it's better not to make a shliach. Whatever it is, halacha lemaisa, one could make a shliach. Certainly if somebody is far away, it's better to chap a rein and make a shliach, because one never knows what could happen to the baby. So that is the halacha, you can make a shliach. So Pizchei Tshuva brings a shayla from the Pnei Aryeh, can one make a shliach a kohen? Now the Pnei Aryeh only talks about a kohen. Can a kohen, in this case where somebody wanted to make a kohen the shliach? Someone has him the shayla. So the Pnei Aryeh is marach in this inyan, can a kohen be a shliach? Now the Pizchei Tshuva adds to the question also a levi, and he says, Epsher, a Baal Kohenes or a Baal Levia, because the Maisa, those children would be Pater from Pidyon Haben as well. So he adds that. But the Pnei Aryeh is specifically talking about a Kohen. And if you, in the Pnei Aryeh, the Pisrei Tshuva brings it very bekitzer that the Chatzchila, a Kohen should not be the Shliach, but B'dieved, he could be the Shliach. But if you in the Pnei Aryeh inside, in Simin Mem Dalid, he explains the very portion of the Svara, why a kohen should not be a shliach. And that's based on the Gemara in Gittin Chav Gdalet Amad Aleph that says a suma cannot be a shliach to bring a get. Rashi says, why? Dela bar heterhu. So to an eved that's not b'teras Gittin v'kedushin can't be a shliach for halacha and kabbalah of a get, because he's not in the parsha. So therefore a kohen who's not in the parsha of Pidyon Haben, he's so too, he should not be the shliach. So why then can it be good b'di'eved? Because he brings that the rimigash shita is that a kohen could be an eved or a suma could be a shliach la'alacha, because you're not really doing anything, you're just transporting the get. Unlike kabbalah where you're creating a chalois, so to hear, if you're just transporting the money and you're not doing anything with Pidyon Haben, the rimigash would maybe hold this okay. But if you look at the Pnei Aryeh inside, he's very knighted to say that the Rimigash is like a Shitas Yochid, and most Yishayim don't hold that way, and therefore he very much does not feel that a Kohen should be a Shliach. But if you do with a Kohen, there's a Tzad to be Mekel based on the Rimigash. But Me'ikra Adin, the Svar is that since a Kohen cannot be the Mitzvah Pidyon Haben, therefore he cannot be a Shliach. The Pizchei Tshuva then quotes a Chasam Sefer, in Yoredei Simin Reish Havikvav. And there the Chasam Sefer says, a Chiddush Gadol. He says that no, a Kohen and a Levi could be a Shliach to do Pidyon Haben. Why? Because he says, even though they are Be'etzem Turim from the mitzvah of Pidyon Haben, but they have an Achrayas al Sebezdin, that everyone in Klai Yisrael has an Achrayas, that everybody else should have a Pidyon Haben. So they have such an Achrayas on them, that see to it that Yisraelim have Pidyon Haben. So therefore, that's enough of a chiyuv to put them in the inyan that they could have a shlichus. However, the Chasam Sefer, the son of the Chasam Sefer, Yoredei Kufnun Beis, brings from one of the Chasam Sefer's Talmidim who wrote to him, the Beis David, Rav David Bistrich, wrote to him, that's a very shver, the Chasam Sefer. Where did the Chasam Sefer have this chiddush that Kahanim and Leviim are achroi with some kind of arvis for Pidyon Yisrael? And the Chasam Sefer says, you're right, Sarach in this chiddush of my father. And the Shevet Sefer also in Yoredei Simin Sadiches handles this inyan. It's a shaila, if you could say Arvis, even though you're not chayav of the mitzvah, no get to the famous Sach and Rikveger about Noshim. So it's a big shmooze, but this Chasam Sefer is saying, al this inyan, that the Kohanim and Leviim could be a shlichim. But you see also from the Chasam Sefer that he's maskim that the aside is, you can only be a shliach if you are shaykh to be in the mitzvah, and this is how he puts him in the mitzvah. The Pilchei Tshuva also quotes a Shaykh Tshuva's Tirush for Yitzhar, Simon Nunhei, and he says that, also Marachan this, and he says that he didn't know anyone else, that's Ritzvi Yecheskel Michelson, and he says that this Shaila, he didn't see anyone talk about, and then later he found the Pnei Aryeh, so he's very Marachan, a beautiful, nice, clear, oifen, all the tzadim of the Shaila. And he takes on, as a Rapashut, that if they're Mukha from the Mitzvah, they can't be a Shliach. So he says, so why didn't you find the Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Levi? As the Gemara earlier in the Masech, the first parak says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the money. He took the money for the pigeon Aben, and he Pashas gave it to Aaron, and that was a Shlichus, and Moshe was a Levi. So Be'emes, the Mari Asad, brings this as a Raya, that a Levi could be a Shliach from this very Raya. But the Tirush for Yitzhar says, various Mahalchim, could be maybe Al Tzachia, which only worked in that case because it was for the Gansa Shevet. You weren't taking it away from any other Kahanim. Or he says that it was a special din of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the emes is that the Briska Rav, quoted in the Imre Chayin, the Briska Rav learns that over there by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Taka, it was a special chiddush that he was mekabel the money and created the pigeon. And only later there was a din Nesina to Aaron. So that was a unique din that the pigeon was done by giving to a Levi. So it's not shayach to pigeon Aben Ladiris over there that it was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. So then he says, perhaps the Tirush Yitzhar continues, and he says that, and he also takes on, not like the Chasam Sofer, that Bezin Shalavim and Kahanim are Mufka from seeing to it that others do this mitzvah. But he says that maybe we can be Mechalak between Kahanim and Levim. Why? Because since the Kayin, Lamaisa, takes the money, the mitzvah's done, Durch HaKayin, that he's a necessary component of the mitzvah. So since he's shayach to the mitzvah, in that way, so he is therefore able to be a shayach, even though he's not doing the mitzvah beside himself, but since he's shayach to the mitzvah that way, he could do it. So the maskana of the Tirush V'Yitzhar is a chilek between Kahanim and Levim. And he also has a tzad that Kahanim are different because if they have a child who's a chalal, so if they have a child who's a chalal, the kain is, the child will be mechayiv in the mitzvah pigeon aben, like our sugya, mashen kain levim, that would not be mechayiv. Now he's daicha that because you could say that just because the child, the chalal, is chayiv and pigeon aben, that's not a chayiv on the father. The father blives the kain, he really doesn't have the chayiv at all. The child who's ois kain, because he's a chalal, he has the mitzvah on himself for pigeon aben, but it's not like it's the father's mitzvah. Now, but others take on that, no, since the Maisa, the father could, that since a Kayin could get into the mitzvah by having a Ben that's a Cholo, so that's not to say that everybody can be a Shliach. And then, we could go a step further, and then we could say by a Levi, it's the same thing, but it's totally in the Shaila of Rav Maisha and the Chazon Yecheskel, whether a Levi who has the Mashal Mamzer, so will that child be chayiv in pigeon aben or not. If you hold like Rav Maisha that the child's still putter, so then if you go with the mahalach that if only if you can create a child that has the mitzvah, you can be a shliach, so then the Levi would never be able to be a shliach, mashen kein a kayin. But if you go like the Chazon Yecheskel, that a child who's a mamzer, a Levi produces a mamzer, there's a chayiv pigeon aben, so then we can mull ois a tzir, that a Levi can also create, potentially get into the mitzvah of pigeon aben, and mamela, it would be shayach for the Levi also to be the shliach. I mean, lamaisa, a few yonam lamaisa from this. First of all, it's important to point out that when we're dealing, Baruch Hashem, with the phenomenon of Balei Tshuva, so Rav Maisha has in various places a discussion that really a Balei Tshuva, when it comes to being a kayin, has to really be very honest, that the Messias is that if his parents weren't from, especially for Dyrus, going back, and the later the Baal Tshuva is born, so the more of a tzad that the mother of the Baal Tshuva, if his father's a Kayin, but the mother of the Baal Tshuva, or the mother of his father, was not from, and living in the culture of today and going to college, it's very shayach that they became a zayna or a chalala, whatever, because they had some kind of zinos with a guy. And mamela, the kahuna of this family is really butl. So, we could look the other way when it comes to an aliyah, but when they have a child, so a bechor, there's a very big child to say that they would have a chiyuv of, at least a kohen would have a chiyuv of pidyon haben, because they're nischalal, the pashtus, and the child would have a chiyuv of pidyon haben. If it's a levi, then not. Then you would remain with the ptur, even if there was some kind of a problem with the parents. Now, also, it would come out that in a case, it should never be, but in a case where there's a levi who creates a mamzer, one would learn not make a bracha, since it's a shayla of the poiskim. It's not to say not to make a bracha on this pidyon haben. It could be that a mamzer and a mamzer, you don't anyways make a shechiyanu, it's also a shayla. Now another nafkamina in this shaila about a levi who becomes a kohen chol or a levi that's kedusha sevia is paka. So the prima godim, let's start like this. The Shulchan Aruch, Yordei Simin Samach Alf Sivcha Fei says the kahanim are pturim mimatanas. Kama levim are pturim to give the matanas. The zroya lechayim v'keva they're pturim to pturim. From Gemara Chulukuf Lamed Beis, it says, you take him Eis Ha'am, V'loi Me'eis Kahanim V'Levim. Prima Godim Claire is, what about a Kohen who's a Cholol? So would he have the Chiyuv of Matanas or not? So since we say that it's Paka from him, the Shem Kahuna, so maybe he's like considered back into Am. But he says maybe not. Maybe when it comes to everything else, he's considered a Mufka. But when it comes to being considered part of the Am, he's still part of it. So the chayra, it's a little tully in this shayla, if a kayin can be considered also a levi. And Pashas were saying that a kayin, once he loses the kedushas kuna, he's mufka not only from the shame kayin, he's mufka from the shame levi. So chayra, he's mamish taken away from the whole status and the whole gather of being part of the shevet levi. And Pashas, that would mean he goes back to being part of the and he would be chayv in zroi lechayim v'keva. But a levi, you could clear that, and the Mechas Chinuch in Seif Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Sarihei takes on like that as well. And by a levi, l'chor you could say, like Rav Maisha, that even if the levi is a mamzer, and he's mukka from Kedushas Levia, Rashi says he's like a Yisrael, but according to Rav Maisha, he still is in the Am, considered a Levi to be in the Am of the Leviim, to be potter from Pidyon HaBen. So this Levi also would be, make sense to say, would be potter as well from Zroya L'Chayayim, the Keva.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.